when we started getting a lot of anti-vivisectionist activity, this was in the early 1980s, Barry Cross was very high-handed in the way he dealt with the press. He had no kind of feeling for what was going on. And he made very unfortunate mistakes when, for instance, a local paper, which was fairly neutral on it, asked for some explanation of what we did. He just said, oh, well, the public is too ignorant to understand. It's not worth me wasting my time trying to explain, you know, what we did. And so quite naturally, this really annoyed the press. And the reason why the anti-vivisectionist activity was getting so vociferous was because the government had promised that it was going to introduce a new bill to replace a new act, to replace the old 1876 Act. And so the anti-vivisectionists, the animal lobby, wanted to get their say in. And they became very, very militant at that time. And of course, Barry's remarks had made us quite a target for this sort of thing. And we had marches and we had demonstrations and we had all sorts of things. And because of my work with the Physiological Society, when I'd been helping, looking into the question of what was going to be licensed and what wasn't going to be licensed, things like that, Barry decided that they needed an information officer. And so he took me finally out of the lab and put me into the library and made me be information officer and deal with all these requests and telephone calls and letters and what have you.